Otolaryngologist. Otolaryngologist. This is a long, complicated word. But don't worry, we'll break it down together. An otolaryngologist is a medical doctor who specializes in the ears, nose, and throat. You might also hear this referred to as an ENT doctor, which stands for ear, nose, and throat. Now, let's work on the pronunciation. It's otolaryngologist. Let's slow it down and divide it into chunks. Number one, odo. Odo. This part means ear. Start with a clear O sound, like in go, the letter O. Then a relaxed T sound, the so-called flap T, followed by another O. So it will be like odo, odo. Larynx. Larynx. This refers to the larynx or voice box. It starts with the L sound, O, then the short E sound as in pet, eh. And then there's R sound, R. Then it finishes with the schwa sound, and N, N. So it goes run. Say it smoothly, larynx, larynx, larynx. Gologist. Gologist means specialist. Start strong with ga, like in got, I got it. And finish with logist, which is L sound, schwa, zh, and st. Gologist. Gologist. Let's say the whole word step by step. Odo, larynx, gologist. Otolaryngologist. Otolaryngologist. A tip for pronunciation. Try following this rhythm pattern. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Otolaryngologist. Otolaryngologist. And remember, the main stress is on gall. Otolaryngologist. Otolaryngologist. Whew, it was hard. Now, how do we use this word in real life? Number one, making an appointment. I've had a sore throat for weeks. My doctor referred me to an otolaryngologist. Number two, explaining to someone. I'm seeing an otolaryngologist. It's basically an ENT specialist for ears, nose, and throat. Now let's talk about something that affects many of us this time of year. Allergy season. Springtime brings warmer weather. We just had a beautiful cherry blossom season. But spring also brings pollen, sneezing, itchy eyes, and nasal congestion. If your allergy symptoms get really bad, and over-the-counter medicine doesn't help, you might need to see an otolaryngologist. They can check if your symptoms are related to sinus problems, nasal inflammation, or something more serious like chronic rhinitis. So, if you can't breathe through your nose or ears feel blocked, maybe it's time to book an appointment. And yes, practice saying it clearly. I'd like to see an otolaryngologist, please. Let's review An otolaryngologist is an ENT doctor specializing in the ears, nose, and throat. It's pronounced otolaryngologist. Break it into three manageable chunks. Odo, laryn, gologist. Remember to put the stress on gall. Practice using it if you need to make an appointment during this allergy season, like right now. That's it for today's word, otolaryngologist. By the way, I mentioned a few other medical terms today, like sinus problems, nasal inflammation, and chronic rhinitis. If those sounds a bit tricky, I'm thinking of creating more episodes that explain medical English in everyday language, especially the kind you hear at the doctor's office. If that sounds helpful to you, hit the like button and let me know. Your feedback really helps me decide what to create next. And of course, don't forget to subscribe so you won't miss it when those new episodes drop. Take care of your health, and I'll see you in the next episode of English Wave. Thanks for listening.